Okay, so after 2 weeks, we are actually catching up, and we are starting the second parak, which is today. So, Haya Korei BaTorah. If you were reading the Torah, Vigi Ezman HaMikra, and it came time for Kriyat Shema, Im Kivein Libo, if you have Kavana, Yatza, you fulfill your mitzvah. V'im Lav, Lo Yatza. And if not, you do not fulfill the mitzvah. Now, in the Bavli, it is worth noting that the Bavli assumes that the issue here of Kavana is the issue of mitzvah tzricha kavana, or mitzvah lav tzricha kavana, and therefore what kavana means here is whether or not you need to have, right, kavana l'shem mitzvah. However, as we'll see, that the simple pshat in Yerushalmi is not like that, that the issue here of kavana is not, then we'll see that on the next daf, which... Wait, why am I designing with bet? Did I skip? We did. Yudzayin. What is it doing? Oh, at the beginning, we just didn't start, right, at the beginning of the new parak. At the bottom of Yudzayin. That's fine. That's fine. But you'll see on the next daf, I mean, today's daf, we'll see in just a minute, that Kivein Libo is Peirush Hamila. Right? That the symbol shot is that the Kavana we're talking about here is not just the Kavana of a mitzvah. I didn't realize they did this to me then, because it was a new parak. You have to turn the page, even though it was the same page. Right? That... it's about understanding the words, okay? Ubiprakim. And in the middle, now the Gemara says, so what about interruptions? So, in between paragraphs, what's the halacha? Shoel mipnei kavod. You can greet someone because of kavod. There's a machloket rishonim, right? Is kavod people who you are formally chayav to honor? Right, that's the position of the right. That's the position of the Rambam, right? Or Rashi, which is someone that you should respect, not necessarily formally, right? Umeshiv, and you can respond to their greeting. Uve emtsa, in the middle of the chapters, shoel mipnei hayira. You can only in the middle of the chapters, meaning in the middle, like,
but not in the
pesukim. Not between, in the middle, like in the middle, right? So then you can. Yeah, in the middle of even in the middle of a pasuk, yeah. So that you can greet Shoel mipnei hayira, right? You can only greet because of yira. Now, what is yira? So again, there's machlok rishonim. The Rashba notes two out. Either the simple pshat in the Rambam, though the Kesem Mishnah denies this, is that it's only sakanat nefashot. The Rashba says, what are you talking about? If it's sakanat nefashot, that's pikuach nevesh. That's not a chiddush, right? So it must be just someone that you fear. Umeshiv and respond. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Yehuda Omer, no. Be'emtza shoel mipnei hayira, in the middle of the perek. You can ask because of yira umeshiv mipnei kavod, but you can respond even because of kavod. Ubiprakim, in the middle of the perek, shoel mipnei kavod. Right between prakim, you can even greet kavod, kavod, umeshiv, shalom lechol adam. Respond to anybody else.
Does the Rambam also say yira is like halachic yira specifically?
So the Rambam might say that it's pikuach nefesh, even in case of pikuach nefesh, though the Kesem Mishnah denies this. Correct, that's a chiyuv. That's a chiyuv. Correct, so that's what the Kesem Mishnah goes in that direction. Okay. Not in between, in the middle. No, presumably even in the middle of a pasuk. No, presumably not. Okay, Hayakara Vitore. Something where it says you were reading. So Amar Rabbi Bazo, Domer Sheina Brachot Ma'akvot. Right? This teaches you that the Brachot are not Ma'akev. How do I know the Brachot are not Ma'akev? Because. Because you weren't having Kavana. Right? The Gemara says that we learn from you don't need Kavana. But wait a second, if you said brachot before, you definitely had kavana. So what is the case in which you didn't have kavana?
Oh, if it's Chris's
Hara? I mean, what does it say? It says, if I'm just reading the psukim, as long as I have kavana, I'm yotze. You're not just reading psukim, but I said the brachot first. Right? Clearly what you're doing is not saying the brachot, you're just reading the Torah, and yet we're saying yotze kriyishma. That shows you that you are not saying the brachot. Right? Pretty simple. We're going to get back to that. I mean, we're not in that. Right now, the Gemara is on the Kavana point, right?
But why does the Brachos matter in regards to if you say that Kavana is specifically...
No, it's just saying descriptively. The fact that I said you could just be reading the Psukim, right? You're just reading the Psukim and... As long as you have kavana your yotze, it's clear that you were just reading the psukim and you had kavana. You didn't say the brachot, and yet we say your yotze.
So then, how does the ones that say that you have to have kavana of a mitzvah? How do they respond?
It doesn't change the fact. So you have to have kavana, but you're still not saying the brachot. It's clear from context that all you need is kavana and not brachot. Right, that's the point. Right, that is clear from context. Right. The question of whether you yotze is whether you had kavana. The question is not, did you say brachot? That's how the Gemara knows that you don't need it. Now, the Mefarshim are bothered by this because they say, isn't that obvious? Right? Isn't that obvious? Why is it obvious? Because Kriyat Shema is Doraita, the brachot are not Doraita. How could you tell me that you need the brachot? So the Charedim says, maybe this is according to the Shita, that Kriyat Shema is only Dirabanan. That Kriyat Shema is Rabbanan, that is a Shita, that saying Kriyat Shema is only Rabbanan, that like Kabbalah Alchemo Shomayim is Doraita, but the words of Kriyat Shema are Dirabanan. Alternatively, you can say that what it means is that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Kitikuna, right? Or remember we saw like with Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah in the right way, maybe you're not Yotze, right? Midoraita, that they can uproot it, right? We talked about that, right? So you could go in something like that. Okay, right now, obviously, this will also come down to whether you think the brachot are brachot mitzvah or not, right? Which we talked about in the past. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, "Im Omar Achu Sarach Levarech, if you felt that you must make a brachot, so Beirach Sarach Shechaven Et Libo Bechulan." So now he makes a big chiddush, right? He takes the next step and he says, "If in fact you think that you must say the brachot, then that would also translate into a more machmir position that you need kavana for all of Kriyat Shema." Why would you say that? Right? What is the logic to that type of analysis? Why would you say such a thing?
Is there a link to Kabbalah without them? You can't be really.
So the Pnei Moshe and the Rosh really you just say, look, if you say the bracha or ma'akev, that shows me at least me the rabbanan, it's a bracha on this entire mitzvah, meaning all three parshiyot. And therefore, you need kavana in all of it. Others say no; that's not what he means. They read it like this: that if you say the bracha or ma'akev, then you must have said the bracha. Then how could you possibly? Right, this is the opposite of what we said before. Then how could it be that you read any of it without kavana? Right, meaning it's not practical. Didn't I just say the bracha? What do you mean I said no kavana? Right, there's the flip. Meaning I just said the bracha. What do you think I'm doing? Right, isn't that right? So the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe that's only the first parak. Maybe I lose kavana by the time I get to the second parak, right? And the fact that I say, no, you must have kavana implies a more demanding kavana. Right? So it could depend on that, correct? Right, and that's why some of the Mefarshim say, no, it must be that it's Kavanat Hamilim. Why? Because Kavanah for the mitzvah you obviously had if you said the brachot. Right? So it must be that I'm saying Im Kivin Libo Yatza is talking about something beyond what is true by context, which is exactly Perish Hamilim. Good. Okay. Hatevon. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. How can you prove that the brachar ma'ake ve'ino mafsik? Right? If you're just learning Torah, maybe people just made a hefsek, right? Right? Because, and especially since the psukim are not contiguous in the Torah, right? And if that's the case, maybe the reason you're not yotze has nothing to do with kavana. It has to do with the fact you made a hefsek. Velo tanita. And nevertheless, we didn't say im kivin libo velo hefsek yotze. What does that prove?
That as long as you say.
V'hacha avagav lo tanita, he didn't say it. Sarech, levarech, right? He's saying, look, we didn't tell you that you had to skip around to make sure you actually said all three parshiyot. That was just implied. So maybe the fact that the Mishnah says, doesn't say you said the bracha doesn't prove anything. Maybe it just assumes you said it and you just didn't say it. Just like it didn't say, make sure to skip around and get to the right parts of Shema. Right? Like, not everything is spelled out explicitly. So the Gemara says, so that doesn't prove it. So now we go back to Zodomeret. So tzarech lechavein et libo bechulan. Right? So once we say that the brachot are ma'akev, do we say that you have to have kavana in all of it, right? So let's assume you do have to say brachot. Does that mean you have to kavana in everything? The Gemara says, nishmana men hada. No, it does not. Why? Because Rav Achai, Amri Yishon Rav Yehuda, I'm kivin libo perek rishon, aval pishol kivin libo perek sheni yatza. If I had kavana in the first perek, even if I didn't in the second perek, I am yotze. So even if you think that brachot are ma'akev, still, that doesn't tell you need kavana. Everything, we push that aside. And only part of it needs kavana.
So the first perek is not ma'akev.
Kavana.
But you still have to say it.
You have to say it. But kavana is not ma'akev. Now the Gemara says, I don't understand why. Why is that true? Right? The Gemara just said, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Why is the second perek not ma'akev?
Thank you. That's the next line of the Gemara. And again, different version plug in. Are we talking about Perish Hamilim? Are we talking about Kavana? Same thing, got to plug in. So the Gemara says, Ma'bein Perek Rishon, Ma'bein Perek Sheni. What's the difference between the first and the second Perek? Amar Chaminina, Kol Mach Kadu Vazeh, Kadu Vazeh. Because they say the same thing.
That's not correct.
So the Gemara says, well, they don't. Me'ata lo Yikra. If they literally said the same thing, then only say one of them. El Echad. So Amar Avila, the Gemara says, it sort of doesn't, it sort of doesn't. Right? Harishon Li Yachid. They do have basically the same themes, but the first one is directed at a yachid, at an individual, vasheni litzibor, varishon litalmud, and the first one focuses on learning, vasheni lamaisa. And therefore, they do say the same thing, and therefore, the Gemara is a compromise. They're similar enough that you only need to have kavana in one, but they're different enough that you have to say both.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of, by the way, very interesting things emerge from this. For example, the fact that the second barak is litzibor, right, many people point out that's why the second parak is onesh. The first parak doesn't focus on onshin, the second one does. Because when you're talking to a community, right, you tell them keep the mitzvah because of onesh. In the first parak, you're talking to an individual, you say love God, and you don't mention punishment. Because to an individual, you can say love God and keep the mitzvah out of love. To a community, you got to be a little bit more pragmatic and talk about punishment. Other differences emerge from this, but it is very important. Now, obviously, the first parak is more obsessed with Talmud Torah, and we talked about this in the past, Bahayu Advara Ma'ila, etc. Yes?
How do you make a distinction in, one aspect of the other? How do you make the difference in Kavanah?
It's a very interesting question, right? Is that on the one hand, they edit, but, right, so presumably it means, if you're talking about Perish Hamilim, the point is, look, I've thought about these issues generically, so that's enough, right? They're not actually the same thing, and ideally, I should have Kavanah nuance. But if you're asking me what is ma'akev, the answer is if I think about these ideas generally, that's enough. B'di'avad. Bar Kapara, my Kapara goes farther and says, "Ein lezarach kavana l'shlosha psukim rishon bilvad." Only the first three psukim need kavana until you say the words "al livavecha." Once I stop with the things that need to be in my heart, I don't have to have kavana. V'tani chen v'shinantam. And the Gemara says, "Yes, v'shinantam adkan. Until now, you have to have kavana." And again, this idea that afterwards the Talmud Torah thing jumps in, right? From now on, all that matters is Shinun, which is saying the words. Rav Chuna, Rav Uri, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Tzarech Lekaveh Lav Malchut Shemayim Umad. You have to accept Malchut Shemayim standing. Gemara says, really? Ma'amai Yosef Omed? Does that mean that if you were sitting down, you have to stand up for Kriyat Shema? That's Beit Shammai, not Beit Hillel, right? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean stand instead of sit. What it means is, Lo imhaya mahalech omed. It means if you were walking, you need to stand still. Right? For Shema alone, you can't be walking. Everything else, you could walk. But for Kriyat Shema, you need to do this. Right? This happens to me every so often. Right? If I'm running to the 6:30 Maariv. The 8 o'clock Maariv doesn't happen in front of my house. But if I'm running to the 6:30 Maariv because I need to make Maariv, I'm often very short on time and maybe, right, I'm running late because my kids, whatever, that's the middle bedtime, I have to run out. So then I leave my house, Gevald, at 6:29. So I start saying Birchot Kriyat Shema on the way so that I'll be able to be Say Shema Nesei with the Tzibor. So I stop to say Shema.
In the middle of the road.
Model, yeah. Tani. For Shema, for the Pasuk of Shema, correct. And Baruch Shem. No, I'm walking. I'm walking to Shul. I'm walking. I'm not driving. I'm walking. Tani. Tzarech Laharech Be'echad. You have to lengthen Echad, and as we all know, right? How can you lengthen echad? The, very good, because the Gemara said, Renach Mariakov are Bilbad Vidalid. Right? Vidalid. It has to be the Dalid. How do you lengthen a Dalid? You can't do that. Well, if you're Temani and you do the, you can, which is why some people are Machmir, even if they're not generally saying Temani Dalid, For this, they do, because otherwise you can't lengthen it. And people who say, but as I've said before, some people will be marach bechet, which is wrong, but you're not, but you're still yotzev marach bechet. Some people try to be marach in a hard dalit. Don't do this, because then you end up saying echada, and that's not the word. Good. Shumchos bayom zev amar kol marach bechad, marach lo yomu yushno davitova. If you do, you have a nice, good, long life. Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Amarach Sagin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was very, very long. Echad. Amar le Rizera. Rizera says, Leirat Sarach Kol Hechen. You don't have to do that. Elekadesha Tamlichu B'Shamayim V'Aretz V'Aru Chora Olam. Have in mind, you need a lengthen enough to accept God over as king over you in the four directions of the world.
And the seven heavens.
And the seven heavens. Great. Yeah. Rav Shalom Ruchia Rabba. V'Leini Chami le Rebbe Mekabal Av Olam Chot Shamayim. Did you ever see Rebbe accepting Om Malchut Shamayim? He learned, he gave shir, the whole Zman of Kriyat Shema. He said, yes, Amar Lei, Katchim Neyav Yad Alapa. You know, sometimes he just does this in the middle of shir and just covers his eyes. He's saying Shema, right? Humakavel Om Malchut Shamayim. Amar Lei, he says, great. So he said Shema. V'che'enu Tzarech Lahaz Ker Yitziyat Mitzrayim. What about Yitziyat Mitzrayim? Did he pause to say Vayomer? Amar Lei, let after
Glo Yatim Ilai. He said, you know this?
Every time in Shir, at some point in Shir, he starts talking about Mitzrayim. That's not Bimikre. He doesn't say Vayomer. He just makes sure to say a vort about Yitzhak and Mitzrayim in every single Shir. Rev Tivyome Shalar Chizga Lira Da Amra Che'in Lecha Tzarech Kavana. Doesn't that show that you don't need Kavana? Elav Pazuk Region Bavada, only in the first Pasuk. Amar Lei, Ada Yad Nad Vishinantem. No, he covers his eyes until he gets Vishinantem, because he holds it. He needs Kavana for the first three Pesukim. And don't worry, when he covers his eyes, that's what he's doing.
My first three verses is the first
there. Shinun, remember? Until Vishinantem. Until here, Kavana, and after that, you just need to say the words. And don't worry, when he's doing this, he does it for 15 seconds. And he says the first three Pesukim. Boom, and we are now caught up. That was today's daf. We are now caught up.